With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons is being ordered to appear before a federal judge in Minnesota in 3 days. Minnesota's chief federal judge, Patrick Schlitz, says the Trump administration has failed to comply with orders to hold hearings for those detained in immigration sweeps. Lyons is ordered to explain why he should not be held in contempt. Following the president's phone call with Minnesota Governor Walz, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says it's President Trump's hope, wish, and demand that the resistance and chaos end today. Referring to anti-ICE protester deaths in Minneapolis, Leavitt is suggesting that some Democrats have blood on their hands.
This tragedy occurred as a result of a deliberate and hostile resistance by Democrat leaders in Minnesota. For weeks, Governor Walz and the mayor, Jacob Frey, and other elected Democrats were spreading lies about federal law enforcement officers who are risking their lives daily to remove the worst criminal illegal aliens from our streets.
The BBC's Peter Bowes says the president is taking action that he hopes will help resolve the standoff in Minneapolis.
The president has now sent his border czar, Tom Homan, to meet with local politicians, a move that's widely seen as trying to de-escalate the situation. But Donald Trump is showing no signs of backing down over his immigration stance. But now the political fallout may be prompting a rethink over tactics.
The historic winter storm may have departed, but its impact is far from over. Schools and some businesses remain closed. Airline passengers deal with flight delays and cancellations, and dangerously cold temperatures persist. Wall Street, the Dow down 360 points. This is SRN News. A new poll on abortion.
The Marist University survey reveals that 67% of Americans oppose abortion on demand for any reason and believe that the procedure should be limited. 63% think that doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel who have religious objections to abortion should not be required to perform one. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, says, quote, "The American people are far more pro-life than the media would have us believe." Michael Harrington reporting.
There is virtually no mainstream support for the anti-ICE protesters who invaded a Minnesota church this month, even from those on the religious left. Brian Kaler of the left-leaning Cooperative Baptist Fellowship says, "It would be very alarming if we come to see this become a widespread tactic across the political spectrum." Episcopal Bishop Marianne Buddy, who feuded with President Trump over immigration, says that no one should fear for their safety or security in a house of worship. This is SRN News. Hot dog.
Oscar Mayer will have the entire fleet of six Wiener Mobiles competing for the second straight year on Indianapolis Motor Speedway's 2.5 mile oval. Now, last year's race was such a hit, organizers said, hey, let's do it again this year. Give fans another chance to savor the flavor of a lighthearted competition just 2 days before the actual Indy 500. Fans love watching Wienermobiles as they catch up with old friends. Jason Walker reporting.
Two big city newspapers, the two were rivals for a long time, will be coming under joint ownership. Publisher USA Today, which was known as Gannett, it owns the Detroit Free Press, plans to buy the Detroit News. As things stand now, the two papers will continue publishing separately. More details at srnnews.com.